Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The goal is incredibly simple. We follow the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Bible, all putting together makes one of the freest countries on the face of the earth if we, the people, obey moral law. It's incredibly simple. The checks and balances put together by the founders, I believe, are the answers to the problems that we face. A good, honest, moral majority cannot be stopped. The problem is we're melting down in America today because people are not moral. Because we simply are not obeying the principles set forth by the author of liberty. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind issue at a time Friday. Hope you're all doing marvelous indeed. Kirk Crosby's with me. Before we get to that, though, we had our guest on, Mieke Addison. She was excellent, ladies and gentlemen. Mieke Addison. She is with the American Family Association, AFA.net. We talked about boycotting Target. More than 950,000 people had signed yesterday to boycott Target until it stops allowing people of the opposite gender to go into restrooms and changing rooms. Please sign the petition now, afa.net/Target. Just a tremendous interview. Mieke is black. Her and her husband do an incredible talk show in the mornings for the American Family Association in what's called their urban channel. And the goal is to say, look, it isn't a matter of black and white. It's a matter of Americans standing up for traditional, conservative, family-based values. Mieke, very articulate in getting that done. I found the interview delightful. We also talked about Ted Cruz. He picks Carly Fiorina. He says, it's my honor and privilege to present to you the next Vice President of the United States, Carly Fiorina. Pretty presumptuous for a guy that's about to melt down. He's on the ropes. That was our one. AFA, that's the American Family Association, also exposes PayPal hypocrisy with a full-page newspaper ad in San Jose, California, PayPal's hometown, showing that, you know what, PayPal and a lot of these Fortune 500 companies, they're just pushing an agenda, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda. It's not about fairness, equality, honor, integrity. It's about an absolute high-level, heavily funded attack on the traditional family. We also talked about police find 2,500-foot drug tunnel connecting Tijuana and San Diego. Complete ventilation system. An elevator at the Mexico end that can fit 10 people. Pretty high-tech going on our end. It was covered by a dumpster. All right, we also talked about a bright flash of light. Mark's, quote, incredible moment that life begins. That's when sperm meets egg. Sarah Nafton, the scientist editor, put it together. The bright flash occurs, they say, because when sperm enters the egg, it triggers increased calcium, which increases zinc from the egg, thus the flash. I submit to you, it might have something to do with the author of light. Right? The author of life, light, no, all right. Anyway, that's interesting news, though. They're finally realizing that more and more evidence that it's life, huh? Man, it's sure good to be pro-life, isn't it? The Constitution Party's presidential and vice presidential nominees deliver their acceptance speeches at the Constitution Party's presidential nominating convention that took place in Utah on the 18th. Who are we talking about? Presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, Darrell Castle, vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, Scott Bradley, our good friend. Well, both of them are friends, but we know Scott very, very well. Great gentleman. Joins us on the month, on the broadcast monthly. And he may be a little harder to get a hold of, but he's promised me personally he won't dog us. He'll make time for us. So that's good news. Delegates are facing threats from Trump supporters. That's what Politico's saying. I think it's an outright lie. However, the presidential campaigns are no doubt heating up. We haven't seen the latest twists and turns in this election cycle yet, that's for sure. That is a recap of yesterday's news, available on the Liberty News Radio channel, LNR channel on your Roku, also available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Live shows, libertynewsradio.com. Check it out today. Our award-winning new news service out. It's a premier news service, libertynewsdaily.com. Man, we've got our fingers in a lot of pies. We're doing a lot of stuff, folks. And we're grateful for your financial donations and support. By the way, from what I understand, Republic Broadcasting has a fundraising going on right now, a fundraising drive to cover some costs. We've got Michael Rivero, our good friend, starting on Monday. We want to announce that. Dr. Deagle already moved to Republic. So there's a lot of good things happening there. We'd like to encourage you to go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate. Get a hold of the network and participate. We want to be one of the talk show hosts that helps promote that need there. If you want to donate to LibertyRoundtable.com, Liberty News Daily, Liberty News Radio, you can get that done as well. We're grateful for your support, people. Understand that we're certainly in the trenches, but it's you. You, our family of listeners, that are making the difference, that are making what we do possible. So we just want to thank you. Thank you indeed. But I was listening to John Stattmiller yesterday a little bit. And they were working on a fundraising drive, and so we just wanted to participate in that. We'll be announcing that from time to time over the next several days to support that effort. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Tell John, hey, man, Sam Bushman's helping out, would you please? That, I just want to make sure he is aware that we're doing our best to help with the cause also. All right, that's going on. I guess news the networks refuse to use today, this freedom-loving Fantastic Friday, starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast. Sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are welcome, my friend. Boycott Target, Kurt, now has well over a million signers. Your response?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm thinking Americans should come in droves to that, about 100 million or so, you know. But
that's what I'm hoping, you know, Kurt. I'm just saying a million people signing a petition within, what, just a few weeks, I guess it is? I'd have to look up the time frame. It's like a couple of weeks at the most. Is just tremendous. And in my opinion, that doesn't represent just a million individuals. It's like a million families. Now, you could say, well, it might be a mom and a dad that sign. Okay. It's not maybe a million families, but it represents a significant amount of money. And how much do you think the average person spends in a month at Target, Kurt, or the average family? Any idea?
You know, I don't know. I know some are like me that the only time I ever have been in there is when somebody else was needing me to go with them.
Yeah, but you've got a wife and you've got, you know, children. They don't ever go either?
Well, I mean, there's some that do. I've seen the bags with the circle on them, you know. But on the other hand, there are options, you know, for folks to go to.
No question. Anyway, I'm just trying to put it an idea. Let's say that the average family what spends, you know, $50 a month at Target, maybe, Kurt? $100 a month? What do you think? 50?
I mean, you know, you've got groceries you can get there.
Yeah.
You know, there are things like that. It just depends.
All right, I'm going to stick with $50 because I'm going to be quite conservative, okay? $50 times a million families. Maybe I'm confused. That's like $50 million, Kurt.
Yeah, but that's not real money. I mean, Sam, that's just like, hey, you know, I mean, $50 million is probably nothing.
How much does Target make in a year, Kurt?
Well, you know, the fact is, Sam, these people are not doing this based on, you know, the dollar thing. You know, because, of course, in my opinion, how much money does a transgender individual end up spending at Target? Now, you know, I don't know, but this is...
I don't know the
answer.
This
is about political correctness.
I think you're right. No question about it.
The Target...
But look up on Google. I'll do the same or whatever. How much does Target make in a year? I mean, what? Is it a public company? How much does it make? I haven't really studied this. But I'd like to know some of this stuff. Some of this stuff would be interesting to know what kind of an impact we're really making. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I really think we need to put our money where our mouth is. I really think people say we can't accomplish anything in America. And I've always claimed, what could a million people do? Let's talk about that a little bit on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's a lot of information on how much people spend, but there's a battle between Walmart and Target, Kurt, and there's a thing called Main Street. It's a spending index, if you will. And they say it's around $56. Walmart's winning. Anyway, bottom line is it's kind of interesting because I guessed $50. All I'm telling you is if you put $50 million turnaround on a company, I mean, how much does Target even bring in a year in profit, huh? And the interesting thing about this is I've always mentioned we got this idea from Jerry Hughes literally 20-plus years ago. If a million Americans put a dollar a day into something, just imagine if our boycott Target added to the campaign. Not only do you have a million signers, but everybody to put in $1 million a day, and we use that $1 million a day to tell our tale. You know what? Target's out of control. They're putting our children, our wives, our women at risk. We're not going to accept that. We're going to stand against it. Just imagine what could happen, Kurt. Just think what we've accomplished by just a million signers. What if you took it to the next level?
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. And what if you raised $1 million a day? And what if then you, in addition to that, sent a million letters, a million postcards to Target every single day? Mm-hmm. It'd cost you a whopping dollar and what, 50 cents, 60 cents?
Yeah.
And you could literally send a million. Okay, I'm telling you right now, what would happen to the media? What would happen to the blogosphere? What would happen to the presidential election campaigns and the discussions? By the way, which presidential campaign, or which presidential candidate, I ought to say, maybe, is willing to sign the boycott Target pledge, Kurt? Anybody?
I haven't heard of any.
No, they just have this tremendous, resounding silence, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kurt, if you're a presidential candidate, is that something that you would take up as kind of part of your, you know what, guys? This is serious.
Certainly be, they've commented on the whole, you know, issue, I think.
What do they say?
Well, at least what I mean is the issue of the, women and, or men and women's bathrooms and stuff, you know, because you've got North Carolina where they at least have some sense and they're like, hey, we're not doing that. And then, like you mentioned, what was it, PayPal taking them on, you know, this kind of thing. So it is, you know, kind of a an issue. But you most people, they just want to leave these politically incorrect kind of things alone. They just, you know, it reminds me so much of the whole Jewish kind of thing back in the German time, you know, in the World War, what was that, 2-1? Anyway, time where the first people that they came to get were, I don't know who it was, and nobody said anything because they weren't that person, you know. And then the next people, and they pretty soon there wasn't anybody left to say.
But where are these presidential candidates to speak out of? We even got statements on this restroom slash transgender issue or whatever, Kurt?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, but I don't understand how you can run a campaign, how you can be a constitutional conservative, how you can be a solid Christian, how you can, and not even bring this issue up. We don't want to attack anybody of different genders, but look, we just got an email, Kurt, and I don't know if I ought to mention the person's name because I'm not sure if they want to be mentioned. So just so they know, I don't mind giving credit where credit's due, but I don't want to out anybody who may not want to be mentioned. Mm-hmm. But I got an email, and the email talks about in these laws regarding, you know what, just wandering into the bathrooms of the opposite sex or showers or changing rooms or whatever. You know what, there's little tidbits in these laws, says this email from this listener, that basically says, look, the law tidbit is that you can't go into a bathroom that of the gender that doesn't match your birth certificate, okay? So if your birth certificate says you're a male, you must go in the male restroom. And if you're, you know, female, etc. Well, the problem is that they say the big detail that's not being discussed in the news, in the media, or Patriot News at all is if you go through the physical procedure to change your sex, Kurt, like sex change operations and everything else, and you literally go through with it in that complete, quote, transformation, and I'm going to add here a little subnote, made by man pretending they're God. They can't really change someone's gender. That's just my, you know, facts I want to lay out here. You can't change the gender, even if man can manipulate the physical flesh. But nevertheless, if you go through that procedure, part of that complete transformation, as, quote, Bruce Jenner went through, or whatever you want to say, includes your name change on your birth certificate, Kurt. So that would still hold true, is the point. So by going through this procedure, which includes, I'll leave all that out. Anyway, if somebody really goes through all that and gets that birth certificate squared away and in the whole, quote, transformation, the likelihood of them just being not genuine in this viewpoint or whatever is pretty insignificant or pretty unlikely compared to, say, a pervert that just wants to, you know, So anyway, this is kind of an interesting twist. Mm-hmm. But the point is that, you know what, if you're really going to be credited that way with the law, is the point of this email, let's just see who's actually gone through all these sex change operations and finished the quote procedure by updating their birth certificate with a new name, etc. Then you don't have a problem. It, you know, dovetails with the law quite nicely. Anyway, the current laws only allow, quote, full procedure transgenders to enter the opposite birth gender. Anyway, the point is a full story to tell might be easier to sell. What do you think, Kurt? You want to add to this?
It's a good point. I was looking here. It looks like Huffington Post has got a piece about this ongoing Target deal. Well, if I get on it more, I'm just going to be smushing my face.
Now you sound awesome.
You know? Yeah.
You say Kurt's audio is very audible. The difference is I've had you at the same spot the whole time every day. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, the Liberty Council president, that's Anita Staver, not Matt Staver, Matt Staver's wife. According to Huffington Post, the headline reads, says she'll bring a gun into Target's bathroom. Now, you know, some people get all worried about that. I guess she tweeted out a little tweet. She said, I'm taking a Glock 45 to the ladies' room. It identifies as my bodyguard. I thought that was kind of funny. I mean, you know, everything can kind of identify on whatever they want. You know, she's making a point. Now, their article says, yikes. Needless to say, they say in their article, the response to Staver's tweet came fast and furious. One lady said, I am afraid of other CIS women. I don't know what a CIS woman, but she says CIS women like you, not my trans sisters. Not one of them has openly threatened violence. One person tweeted, added another, you're driven by fear, not faith. I guess this is on the 25th of April. Staver appeared to shrug off the criticism and tweeted, showed her with a picture of her at Target practice. And how she's pretty good at shooting. And then it says, the radicals go nuts. This is her tweet. The radicals go nuts when we mention self-defense. Let's give them something to talk about. That was her picture by the, you know, gun range or whatever. And then a day later, she suggested she never visited a public restroom unarmed. This is her tweet there. For the anti-gun folks freaking out about my pound or, you know, boycott Target tweet. I can't remember the last time I was in a public restroom without a gun, she says. So there's a little bit more folks chiming in on the
From who, Kurt?
Anita Staver, the wife of Matt Staver. She's the president of
LC.org. Liberty Council are good friends. We'll talk a little more about that too in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Socialism requires the expansion of the government sector at the expense of the private economy, but eventually the private economy cannot sustain those demands. Venezuela may have reached that point. In an effort to deal with an energy crisis, the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro has instructed government employees to show up at their jobs only on Mondays and Tuesdays until the crisis is over. The official story is that oil-rich Venezuela suffers an energy shortage because of a drought that reduced the amount of water available at its main hydroelectric dam. Critics of the Maduro regime point out that other countries facing similar predicaments have been able to adapt. Like many other countries in the developed world, Australia has been dealing with a dramatic influx of refugees and asylum seekers. 3 years ago, the Australian government agreed to pay the government of Papua New Guinea $400 million to maintain a detention camp on Manus Island to screen refugees. A few months later, deadly riots broke out at the facility, which is operated by an Australian private security company called Broad Spectrum. Grim conditions within the camp led critics to describe it as the Guantanamo of the Pacific. The Supreme Court of Papua New Guinea has ruled that the prolonged detention of refugees violates Section 42 of that country's constitution and ordered that what it calls their illegal detention be ended. Peter O'Neill, the country's prime minister, has announced his intention to close the facility. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull insists that New Guinea has the responsibility to deal with the 850 detainees, more than half of whom have been designated as genuine refugees. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia doesn't have a seat on the UN Security Council, but it is a client state of two of the body's five permanent members, the United States and Great Britain. With the help of Washington and London, the Saudis have stymied efforts to investigate, expose, and condemn its onslaught in Yemen, which has created a humanitarian crisis that will, in all likelihood, generate increased terrorism. The Saudis are seeking to put down an insurgency by Houthi separatists, Shiite Muslims who had seized power in the capital city Sana'a in January 2015, deposing Yemen's president Abed Rabo Mansur Hadi, who fled into exile in Saudi Arabia and asked for international military aid to restore him to power. A military coalition organized through the Gulf Cooperation Council, with technical and logistical support from Washington, has waged an unremitting air war that has killed thousands and displaced an estimated 2.8 million people. More than half of the dead were civilians. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. The thought from Anita Staver, Matt Staver, well-known constitutional Christian-based attorney at Liberty Counsel, good friend of ours. In the past, he used to be on the radio with us quite a bit. We've been so busy, we haven't reached out to Matt and crew for quite a while, but we think the world of them. They do a great job. We're grateful for all they do. We consider ourselves friends without a doubt. Anyway, the bottom line, she says, I'm going to bring a gun into Target so if some thug gets out of control, I can go ahead and use the rape me not. That's my term, not hers, by the way. And I agree with her, Kurt. The problem is the mainstream press will twist that all into, now Anita's just one of those, what is she, white, Kurt? White, violent, extremist, Christian kind of women? You know, that's where this is going to go, right?
Well, I think so.
And even though she's right as rain, Kurt.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, she kind of has fun with it, you know, saying that, hey, you know, this is the way these crazy people that, you know, are against guns, against self-defense, you know, respond to this whole thing. She's right.
Amen to that. All right. Well, there you go. I don't know if I should turn Kurt up even more, but man, he's sure low. Maybe you check Audio Compass, Kurt, and see if the levels got tweaked or something like that.
They both say 29. Yeah, that's right. Where the numbers are.
All right. Well, we'll keep with that. Anyway, that's kind of an interesting twist. That's what's happening with the boycott Target thing. I'm just disappointed in all these presidential candidates, though. You would think one of them would be glad to add that kind of their campaign ideas, Kurt. Hey, you know what? I boycotted Target. I highly recommend you do the same. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say if I were running for president, Kurt.
Well, there you go. But, Sam, you're not known as being politically correct. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about? I'm as political correct as they get. I follow God's law and the Constitution. That's correct, buddy.
I'm talking about the new definition. Of
I know. Good Christ. Point. All right. Well, there you have that. What else do you want to talk about in the news, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least when you're talking about the Target thing, you mentioned about, hey, how much money they bring in.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And, you know, I got some numbers for 2014. I don't really see anything else. I assume the 2015 stuff's just not available. But 2014, they say, this is from corporate.target.com, and they say results of continuing operations, fourth quarter 2014 sales increased 4.1% to $21.8 billion from $20.9 billion last year. So, you know, it looks like they're somewhere close to $20 billion per year, reflecting a 3.8% increase, they say, in comparable sales combined with sales from new stores. You know, and then they talk about their earnings and that kind of thing.
So give me the numbers again.
Well, they're around $20 billion for
that
the year.
That they make profit sales. Or that's their revenue?
Their sales.
Which so means
that
revenue.
Would be, yeah, that's just, you know, how much.
Yeah, so how much selling. Profit are we talking about? Do we know?
Well, they say segment earnings before interest expense and income taxes. They call that EBIT, you know. Anyway, they say that was $1,603 million, so that would be $1.6 billion
yes,
in
sir.
Fourth quarter 2014. So that would be for the whole year. You're talking about four times that. You know, it's like about $6 billion for the year.
So I don't know if the average family spends a lot more money than I was thinking, or if we're going to need a whole lot more people to have a dent, but there you go. I mean, that's kind of like saying someone's going to threaten me by $5 a month or something, Kurt. You know? Sad as that is to say. We've turned society into a big money game.
It is a big, big operation. But, you know, the point is, at least the American Family Association and all those who are participating, they're taking their money and moving it where they want it. And as you've said so many times, you can live on less. And basically, you know, it may be the smartest move just to save your money, you know, buy used things. Maybe it's Salvation Army, other places, good places like my favorite stores in Utah called Deseret Industries.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's plenty of ways to do this and to live on a thinner dime so that, you know, you're prepared in case of a possible tough time.
I think you're absolutely correct, Kurt. I completely agree. It's something we got to do. Boycott Target. We got to put our money where our mouth is one of my phrases, and I'm convinced that's what we've got to do.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, what about CEOs, Kurt? You sent me a story about this CEO. I think this guy's in the poorhouse, man.
Yeah. Well, he's probably not worried about shopping at Target.
Do you think he's boycotting Target, Kurt?
I don't know. But it was an interesting story. You know, that you got the CEO, they said he was, $148 million in pay is what they say may rank him as number one for 2015. The guy's name is Patrick Soon-Shiong, they say he's the highest reported so far. His net worth is $9.8 billion. Mm. That's according to Bloomberg.
He's like a Trump, isn't he, Kurt?
Well, he does all right. You know, now he, you know, from what I can see, you know, like they say, he's the co-owner of the L.A. Lakers, and he got some stock options. Anyway, he's doing okay. But, you know, he is one of these guys who, at least if you look at him and you look at his kind of history, one of these high-doing Asian individuals, Sam. This guy, he became a millionaire after selling drug companies APP Pharmaceuticals in 2008 and Abraxas Bioscience Inc. in 2010. Pretty interesting guy. By the way, he only gets $1 in salary a year.
Of course. He's living on a thin dime, Kurt. See, yeah. I told you $1 mattered.
That's right.
And what does that all mean, Kurt, in terms of he gets a dollar for salary but something every other way? I guess it all depends on how you play games with what, quote, salary means, right?
Well, he got $386,000 in bonus. You know, the way they make a lot of money, and you've seen some of these headlines lately where it'll say, like, Bezos made, I don't know, $20 billion or whatever the number was. When their stock, their holdings of stock, you know, if that stock price goes up, then they make significant chunk of money. Of course, the only way they'd really make it is if they sold their stock right then. But you've got some folks doing really well in the booming economy, Sam.
Yeah, all right, that's interesting. Expensive CEOs running around. Trump, I guess, says, you know what? It's cool if you use the wrong bathroom. What do you think?
Yeah, one of his biggest supporters, what's the guy's name?
Bruce Jenner?
I'm talking about one of Trump's biggest supporters on the radio, Savage. Savage has basically chimed in and said that Trump is wrong on this issue. And
boy, do I agree with Savage.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah, they say Trump does not stand against the transgender restrooms, and that's the truth.
Yep.
I guess the idea was, Bruce, if he goes to the, Trump Towers or whatever, he can go in the wrong bathroom if he chooses.
Yeah. It seems like one of the solutions are what you brought up, Sam, and that is simply you have these... basically these family restrooms, and then one individual can go in there. But
if you said family restrooms,
a whole
like
lot
that.
Of change, and that's right.
It would be easy to do. It's already look; those bathrooms are already more around the country. I mean, I go anywhere and I can find one of those almost. It would be so easy to do if they didn't have a political bent for this, Kurt. Their goal is to destroy the family here. It isn't about going to the restroom. It isn't about feeling safe and comfortable. It's about their agenda. Anyway, so Trump says, you know what? Jenner can use any bathroom she chooses at Trump Tower.
She chooses, huh? I would have said maybe like the individual chooses, because I don't think you use that term she with Jenner.
Well, I agree with that, too. Yeah. No question. But all I'm telling you is that... That's Trump's statement. What about Cruz? Any word from Cruz?
I haven't Cruz heard anything about that from Cruz. One thing I do know is that some of the headlines showing now that it looks like Trump had a big rally in Southern California and rioters were raging.
We'll talk about that in seconds.
As far as I know,
they say Trump's violent, Kurt, but I am thinking it's somebody else that might be a little violent there. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy, It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I see where Ted Cruz is kind of mocking Trump a little bit for caving on the transgender issue. Nevertheless, I don't know if Cruz has signed the petition. I'm struggling to figure that out, Kurt. This is the problem that I have with a lot of these, quote, conservative candidates. I can get less information on them than I can our enemies. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kurt?
You know, the big news on Cruz is, you know, that Boehner came out and said some less than, generous things about him lately.
You mean he just called him Lucifer? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
Lucifer in the flesh.
Satanists were pretty upset.
Even the Satanists are like, don't put that thug in with us. Wow.
I mean, first you got Boehner, who, you know, I mean, I'm sure glad he's gone. But, you know, he comes in and, you know, throws his stuff into the mix. And, you know, and then I thought Cruz's response was pretty appropriate, where he basically said, well, Boehner's just ticked off because I try to give people something to stand up to the whole... you know, lackluster or spineless activities of guys like Boehner. You know,
and you know what, Kurt, I can't disagree
exactly
with his point.
Words. Yeah, I know, that's what I say. I thought it was a pretty good response.
So there you have it. I'm not sure what all that even means, but I agree with Trump or Cruz on that. In that, you know what, he has done a lot of stand-up things, Kurt, he really has.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm supporting Cruz tomorrow because he's not constitutionally qualified to be president. Nevertheless, I'm at least going to say, again, I'm going to call it right when it's right and wrong when it's wrong every time to the best of my ability, folks.
You know, what was amazing to me is the Fox News story and several others even quoted Boehner as not only calling him Lucifer, but, you know, then he said that he was a miserable son of a, you know, and you got to fill in the blank there. But
yeah.
You know, this Mr. Boehner, at least in my opinion, just showing more of his stripes by this. And I'm glad that he's at least out of there. You know, but I just, he certainly wasn't, in my opinion, the kind of leader that, quote, conservative Republicans needed, you know.
No, anyway. No question about that. Again, so far, who would I vote for? Who would I believe in? It would be Darrell Castle / Scott Bradley, the presidential vice presidential pick for the Constitution Party. Right now, that's who I would at least lean towards the most. I know they have no prayer of winning.
Yeah.
But I also know Cruz doesn't have a lot of a prayer to win either.
Well, and the other thing that, to me, it's not about who, quote, can win, which
I
is
agree.
What the standard thing is. It's, you know... Like one individual said, to vote for wicked men, it would be a sin. And simply, you know, if the real Americans, you know, with the whole tweet world and, you know, email and everything else, if people really took that, I don't know, that approach.
Yes.
those two could have all the votes they'd ever need.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
But like I said to Scott Bradley when I found out he actually got drafted as the VP pick for the Constitution Party, I said, you know, Scott, I'm a little surprised you accepted. Scott's like, really, why? And I said, because unless you're going to have significant money, it's almost like you're just running around the country at great expense going into debt, and all that money kind of goes to waste. If you can at least get enough money in your campaign, even if you don't win, you can at least move the needle for education, which there's two reasons to run, in my opinion, for campaigns. One's obviously to get elected, but more importantly, oftentimes than that, is for the educational value that you bring to the table. But, you know, even if you got, I don't know, $50 million, $100 million, you're not even going to get close to winning. You got to have at least $1 billion to be president now, okay? Now, I know somebody would say, well, Sam, there's been campaigns where people put in less money and they've won. Yeah, but not significantly less, okay? In other words, you might be a congressman for $3 million instead of $5 million, but you're not going to be a congressman for $50 or $50,000. It's not going to happen because you can't even get the organization to make it happen. Okay. Well, anyway, so I get it if you get, you know, if you said, Sam, we got $19 million for Scott Bradley and Daryl Castle to run. It's not a lot of money. I know it won't win, but it's enough to at least get our educational message out. Okay. I have value in that. I agree. But if you don't even have enough money, if you don't even have, you know, 10, 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, if you don't even have a significant number to get some word out to promote an educational campaign, then I'm not so sure that it's even worth doing, Kurt, to some degree. Now, I know that sounds like a negative viewpoint. It's not meant to be. But it is meant to say that we need to get together on something. And if we don't,
yep.
I just don't quite see the value. What do you
know,
think?
The
think
one
I'm
thing
off
I,
based on that?
The one thing I can simply say, you know, about the Constitution Party's, selection of these two individuals is that they know the Constitution, and they will, at least from everything I know of them, spent time with both of them, as I trust them to uphold it. And
I agree with
I'm
that.
Grateful that we have a choice of some good people to support. And,
now, this brings up an interesting commentary a little bit, Kurt. Yeah. And that is this. If you want to say we need to run, because, you know, it'll only cost us a certain amount to file, you know, several thousand to file, whatever the numbers are. And, you know, we know we're not on the ballot in every state, but we're going to give people an opportunity, an alternative. We're going to give people a solution, people to vote for that they can do so in good conscience. I support that a gazillion percent. But you used to run what you would call a stealth campaign, Kurt.
Yeah, I still do. I'm running that right now.
All right, so Kurt Crosby's running a stealth campaign. You don't get to know what. Don't tell anybody, Kurt.
Well, that way there you don't get any opposition putting up signs, you know.
That's
you
right.
On your stealth campaign.
But the point is, though, if we're going to do that, then let's do it like that, where people have a good conscience, but yet we're not spending a ton of money. In other words, there's a big difference in the two. You know what? Signing up for good conscience votes makes sense. Signing up so there is, a record of reality for solutions on the table. I support all that. I guess I just don't support chasing the dollar to do something unless we get enough dollars to really accomplish it. It almost seems like it's counterproductive to some degree. However, a good person to vote for, like you wisely point out, Kurt, at least you can have confidence in them. I agree with that. That's why, you know what, voting for them, even if they're going to lose, is not a waste of my vote. So in that sense, you know what, signing up to run is not a waste. I guess we just got to be careful of what resources we allocate where is what I'm really meaning to address with that comment.
Yeah. I doubt these people spend a whole bunch of money, promoting the mainstream media. I really don't think they're going to be buying time on Fox News or whatever, but they will, you know, circle the country in the best way they can and, make whatever difference possible. We've watched Scott Bradley do that for years and even done what we could to support him. You know, great individual, great example of a true constitutional American.
Amen to that, and I intend to continue supporting him. And like I say, I don't mean to say that he shouldn't run. I guess I just mean to talk about allocation of resources. And what I don't like, Kurt, and the reason I bring this up is because you get these campaigns that everybody thinks all the campaigns are worth supporting. And so I'll even have people literally come to me that used to support us on the radio, for instance. They'll be like, you know what, we're going to support you, but this campaign's too critical. You know what, I'm pulling my funding. Talk to us after the campaign.
Yep.
Well, man, that's just shooting ourselves worse than in the foot, right?
Well, at least in my opinion, it should encourage the support of entities like Liberty News Radio, like Republic Broadcasting, simply because that's the only place you're really going to hear about
candidates. All right, now you brought up right before the pause, Kurt, and I want to kind of bring it up a little bit this hour, but I really want to focus on it in detail next hour, and so we want to have Richard Mack join the conversation because I think it's related. Your headline was Protesters Clash with Cops at California Trump Rally. Anything you want to mention on it this hour is great, but I really want to flesh that out, and I want Richard Mack to be able to chime into that story too. So,
well,
there's a big battle there, though, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, and in my opinion, you probably, if you're going to take all the states, in my opinion, the closest one that's been basically overtaken by Mexico would be California. And, you know, California is it's welcomed about every crazy thing, including, the homosexuals and all that other stuff. And it's a reason why a lot of states like Utah see a lot of people, good people from California, leaving and going to places like here, I think. And this is more of it. You've got at this rally, this Trump rally in Southern California, he had rioters, people smashing basically police cars, hurling rocks at motorists, hundreds all waving their Mexican flags. That's not, the way you really do a peaceful protest.
Now, what I will say about this hour too, Kurt, a little bit is, they always blame all the violence and escalation on Trump. Well, this goes to this illegal immigration issue. What do you mean you're waving the Mexican flag? What do you mean you're committing violence in this country? I doubt the legal immigrants, Kurt, are doing that. We'll get to that next hour in detail. I don't mean to ignore the story. I want to kind of highlight it this hour and then really drill into it next hour, because I think it relates to proper role of law enforcement as well. And, of course, Sheriff Richard Mack will be with us. And so I think he has some timely commentary that might be really valuable relating to this piece. So we'll do that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hope you're having a delightful Friday. Hoping you will take the weekend and promote God, family, and country. And protect life, liberty, and property. And fund republicbroadcasting.org and libertynewsradio.com. We'd be grateful for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Every penny will help us grow our presence in the media. And boy, do we need the support, that's for sure. Boycotting Target reached over 1 million already and growing. Please sign today. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.